蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
圣经里面记载的信心女英雄，哪一个是你最喜欢的人物，最容易产生共鸣的呢？老实说，当乐心这么问你的时候呀，我自己却没有想到谁是我最喜欢的。你现在听到的是良友电台的中英双语节目《蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today》，我是乐心，和我一起主持的是 Charles Morris。
Welcome to Heaven Today. I'm Charles Morris, sharing the great story that's all about Jesus, and we're in a series this week called Come and See.Come and see. Those are the words that Jesus said to Andrew when he asked him where he lived. Jesus told him to come and see, and Andrew's life was changed forever that day. And then it was Andrew who ran to his brother Peter to bring him to the Messiah whom he had found. Conversion stories are always special. God works in the lives of his people in so many different ways. And in these next few minutes, and I hope you will spare a few minutes...We're going to look at one of the most scandalous stories of faith in all the Bible. In fact, the story we'll hear later in the program is about a woman who would cause quite a stir if she walked into a church service today. And I'm speaking of Rahab, a Canaanite prostitute who sought the mercy of the Lord and found it. So stay with me.
希伯来书的十一章在讲信心的伟人时呢，作者没有忘记这个来自迦南的妓女拉合，说他因着信，妓女拉合和和平平接待了侦察的人，就没有和那些不顺从的人一起灭亡。马太福音的第一章在讲到耶稣基督家谱的时候呢，也提到了拉合，说拉合给撒门生了波阿斯。毋庸置疑的就是拉合因着信心成为了耶稣家谱中的一个成员。最近这段时间，乐心在学习以斯帖还有路德的生命故事时呢，以及今天学到的拉合，就让我发现了一个非常有意思的现象。教会里面的女生信主以后，有的会给自己取个圣经中的女性名字，很多人都叫自己以斯帖，叫路德的也不少，还有人叫玛利亚、萨拉、亚比该的，可是呀，却几乎没有人会愿意叫自己拉合。以斯帖多好呢，虽然他曾经是寄人篱下的孤儿，但是毕竟他是个犹太人呐，是被描述成为体态美丽、容貌娟秀的女子。最后更不得了的就是，她成为了波斯王亚哈随鲁王的王后，也成为了犹太人的民族英雄。路德呢，可能与以斯帖比较呢，就差了一点。一来呢，他是外邦人摩押人；二来呢，他年轻的时候还做过寡妇，好在后来嫁给了大财主波阿斯，从此呢就成为了犹太社区的一员。至于说到拉合，无论他的信心有多大，拯救了自己不说，还连带着救了整个家族，但是人们对他的印象似乎始终挥之不去的就是他过去的身份，从事性交易工作者。毕竟谁愿意在介绍自己的时候给人一种暗示，说我有着不光彩的过去呢？今天当乐心在默想拉合的故事时，就深深地被他的得救吸引住了。想想看，一个外邦女子，一个从事着上帝所憎恶的职业的人，却因着信心进入了耶稣的家谱。不得不承认的就是，有时我们真的会在心里议论说，这个人都可以得救，那谁都可以得救了。是的，这个想法的背后动机呢，虽然是出于骄傲，但是某种程度上来说，它又是符合圣经的。神的心意乃是要叫万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。这个万人就包含了你还有我，也包含了在你我眼中觉得最没有希望、最不被看好的人。这个人曾经就是拉合， 但是今天这个人会是谁呢？一首诗歌之后，让我们来听听 Charles 的分享。
Go on up to the mountain of mercy, to the crimson perpetual tide. Kneel down on the shore, be thirsty no more. Go under and be purified. Follow Christ to the holy mountain. Sinner sorry and wrecked by the fall. Cleanse your heart and your soul from the fountain that flows for you and for me and for all.
In a series called Come and See. We're looking at stories of conversion from the Old Testament this week, conversion stories that are surprising. We saw a proud Syrian war hero humbled by grace on the banks of the Jordan River. Yesterday, we saw the beautiful faith of a young widow from Moab who left it all behind to follow the Lord. That's Ruth, of course. And now might be the most surprising story of all.We're going back to ancient Jericho, first stop in the conquest of the Promised Land, just across the Jordan River from the side where the country Jordan is located today. We meet a woman there who might ruffle some respectable feathers if she made her way into a church service today. And I'm thinking of Rahab. She was a Canaanite prostitute, but she sought the mercy of the Lord.And you find her story in Joshua chapter 2. I'm not going to get into whether or not Rahab was justified in lying to protect the spies Joshua sent. Maybe you've heard people go round and round on that question. But as one pastor said about that whole ethical dilemma, it is tragic when people snag their pants on the nail of Rahab's lie, quibble endlessly about the matter, and never get around to hearing Rahab's truth. That's Dale Ralph Davis. And it's Rahab's truth that I want us to look at together, because it teaches us about God's power to convert even this pagan prostitute into a child of the king. So here's the heart of the story. It's her confession of faith in the true and living God. I'll pick up Joshua 2 in verse 8. Before the spies laid down for the night, she went up on the roof and said to them, "I know that the Lord has given you this land, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted in fear, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death." Well, the spies had ended up in Rahab the prostitute's house, looking for a hideout, refuge. That's an interesting destination for spies sent from God's people, and I don't think they could have possibly anticipated the conversation they were about to have on the roof of Rahab's house, there on the wall of the city of Jericho. Let's look at what she tells these spies and learn from her what conversion looks like. First, we learn that Rahab knew and believed the great salvation moment of God's people in the Old Testament. Rahab tells these spies, "We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt." The Exodus. It's the number one salvation event in the Old Testament. It's the definitive moment of God delivering his people from slavery into freedom. For us, living on this side of the cross, knowing and believing the ultimate salvation moment is the way of life. Knowing and believing and putting our trust in Christ's death for sinners is the telltale sign of a converted heart. It was Paul who wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1, "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst." Jesus defined salvation in terms of freedom, just like the Exodus that Rahab had heard about. John 8:36, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." The deliverance that we find in the Lord doesn't end with the cross, and Rahab's understanding of it doesn't end with the Red Sea crossing. Rahab went on to say, "We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed." Rahab hasn't just been gripped by the initial salvation event of the Old Testament. She's been gripped by God's ongoing deliverance of his people, making them triumph as he leads them forward. Maybe that's the case for you. As you came to know the Lord, or as you are coming to know Jesus, you've not only witnessed that initial deliverance from sin, you've also witnessed that ongoing deliverance from sin as your friends or family or co-workers follow Jesus, and by God's Spirit, they've triumphed over old sins that they thought they'd never gain victory over. That is what's going through Rahab's mind here. She's been thoroughly convinced of the power of God to save, so much so that she says, "A great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you." She makes the source of that fear and melting away very clear. We might call it knee-knocking before the Lord. She says, "The Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below." So here is a woman, disreputable, a pagan, bowing her knee, in effect, to the one true and living God. But Rahab doesn't stop from her understanding of the Exodus event, which pointed to the cross. We learn something else about conversion when we hear Rahab cry out for mercy. "Now then," she says, Let's get to the point. I know your God is mighty to save. I know he's the God of heaven above and earth below. So here's what I'm asking. Show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from dying. She knows the Lord is mighty to save. She knows the Lord can destroy. And that's what happens when we understand the good news. We know that there is no good news without bad news. Then and now, the wages of sin is death.
今天，当我们回看拉合的故事时，会觉得她真是一个蒙福的女人，竟然可以列入到耶稣的家谱中。然而，如果我们回到当时的历史背景，稍微想象一下，一个妓女冒着生命的危险私藏了两名敌军，不被发现还好，万一要是被发现了，她的下场就只有死路一条。拉合需要做出一个抉择，是选择站在自己同胞的一边，战战兢兢地来抵挡敌人入侵呢，还是选择站在敌人的一方，保全自己和家人的性命呢？这样听起来呢，怎么都好像是拉合做了叛徒，没有效忠自己的民族。可是，让我们听一听拉合是怎么对那两个探子说的。他说：“我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们了，你们使我们十分害怕。这里所有的居民都在你们面前胆战心惊，因为我们听见你们从埃及出来的时候，耶和华怎样使红海的水在你们面前干了，以及你们怎样对待约旦河东亚摩利人的两个王西红和噩，把他们完全消灭。”拉合的这番话，其实用今天的话来说呢，就是在做一个见证。这些事情不仅只是真实的发生在迦南地附近的历史事件，很明显的，它更是出自以色列人所敬拜的神，他的作为，是耶和华神使红海的水干了，是耶和华神消灭了亚摩利人的两个王西红和噩，现在也是耶和华神的意思，要把我们居住的土地交给你们以色列人了。这一切我都看到了，我都知道了，因此我得做出一个回应。什么样的回应呢？就是我帮助你们两个探子躲过官兵的搜捕，而你们呢，要帮助我和我的全家逃过屠城的灾难。经文说的是，放过我的父母、兄弟姊妹和他们所有的一切，救我们的性命不致死亡。其实拉合现在的处境呢，就有点像当年的罗德，两个人都知道所住的城市即将被倾覆了，现在摆在眼前的只有一条出路，就是逃命。圣经没有记载拉合是怎样劝服了他的家人，在以色列人进城的时候聚集在他的屋子里不可出去，但是却让我们看见了罗德的家人在逃命的时候因着不幸的缘故而产生了可悲的下场。约书亚记的二章十四节，两个探子对拉合说，如果你不泄露我们这次行动，我们愿以性命做你们的保证。耶和华把这地赐给我们的时候，我们必定以慈爱和诚实待你们。当乐心反复来读我们必定以慈爱和诚实待你们的时候，就想到了慈爱和诚实不是神的性情吗？也许在这整个攻打耶利哥城的故事里面呢，我们看到的只是万军之耶和华的形象，看到的是审判罪恶、圣洁公义的上帝。可是再回头看一看这句话，这句从探子口中说出来的话，岂不同时在传递着神的意思吗？神在说，是的，我马上要毁灭这座城了，然而你们如果愿意回转，愿意归向我，我必定向你们显出我的慈爱还有诚实。两个探子能够向外邦的敌人显出慈爱和诚实，是因为他们所敬拜的神是慈爱和诚实的神。可是他们怎么知道他们所敬拜的耶和华是慈爱和诚实的神呢？这当然是出自神亲自晓谕启示出来的。出埃及记的三十四章第六节， 在神吩咐摩西重新制造两块法板的时候，他在摩西面前宣告说，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。单单就这一句经文，这一句描述神本性的经文，如果我们花时间去默想它，去默想神丰盛的慈爱和诚实，我们就会觉得自己在他的遮盖之下是多么的安全，多么的有保障。就好像拉合和他的全家在那个挂着朱红线绳的屋子里，他们的性命得以保全。
There's only one side we can rest on safely, and that's the side of the Lord. I don't think we should take this as I did something good for you, you do something good for me, because that's not the gospel. Rahab was saying, I've risked my neck for the Lord's cause. Now that, I believe, is true faith. Conversion can be costly, and nowhere do we see that more than a prostitute in the heart of enemy territory, turning to Yahweh, God Almighty. She just wants mercy. It's an act of surrender to the Lord. She's bowing in humility, according that without the favor of the Lord, there is no hope for her, for anyone. She's crying out, in other words, save us. I think you can see the hand of the Lord with me in this story. We know from the story that Rahab and her family were saved because of her faith. Only God could create such faith in the heart of a prostitute in Canaan, someone living in the heart of enemy territory. God is moving in the most unlikely places we can imagine. It's the mystery of grace, that it takes the most unlikely heart and turns it to the Lord. Sometimes it comes as a Hail Mary pass. I don't have a chance, but if I can be rescued, I'm in. It reminds me of two of the greatest words in Scripture. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love for us, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. And then the other passage, it is by grace you have been saved.
I once was lost in darkest night, yet thought I knew the way, the sin that promised joy and life had led me to the grave. I had no hope that you would own a rebel to your will. And if you had not loved me first, I would refuse you still. As I ran my hell-bound race, indifferent to the cost, you looked upon my helpless state and led me to the cross. And I beheld God's love displayed. You suffered in my place. To follow your commands. could never come from me. Oh, Father, use my ransom life in any way you choose, and let my song
Sovereign Grace, and All I Have is Christ, featuring Paul Baloche from their album numbered 30. And this is Haven Today, and a series this week called Come and See.
这个就是今天蓝天绿洲的全部内容了。我们今天所分享的是拉合的信心。在下期的节目呢， Charles 要和我们讲到的就是信心之父亚伯拉罕。也许你已经很熟悉他的故事了。但是谁又能否认，每一次当我们去看这些历史事件，这些圣经当中的人物是如何活出信仰的时候，又何尝不是一次对我们的建造和鼓励呢？我们的短信号码是13229966122，欢迎你在听完节目之后和我们说说你有怎样的感触，或者呢跟我们分享一下你的代祷事项。短信的开头请你加上蓝天。那乐声和 Charles 就在下期的同一时间与你在良友电台的 Haven Today 蓝天绿洲不见不散。愿神祝福你，拜拜。
Go on up to the mountain of mercy, to the crimson perpetual tide. Kneel down on the shore, be thirsty no more. Go under and be purified. Follow Christ to the holy mountain. Sinner